Hello, so I wanted to say this before I forget, or before I lose the nerve. If you hear any noises in the background, it's either A, my computer, because it always sounds like it's an airplane about to take off, or B, it's my kitty cat, because, where is he? I let him inside and he's like really dying for some cuddles right now. So, yeah, I apologize in advance, but, what I wanted to talk about was this idea of being, of living. Oh my gosh, you hear him? He's crazy, isn't he? Come here, little guy. I was going to Walmart because I had to buy some things, and I was just kind of like walking there, like walking to the entrance, and it had just rained, so the pavement was a little bit wet and it was a little bit dark, and you just see all these like cigarette butts on the ground, and you're looking around, and you see these people that just look like they don't have any respect for themselves or their environment or really anyone. They just don't look like they're well kept. And I don't mind if someone dresses like not great. I'm not really a fashionista myself, so that aspect taken out of the equation, it's just in general, like the way they walk, the way they talk, it just kind of like secretes this feeling, this overall feeling of neglect, And the environment itself is neglected too, either by the workers, the people, or a combination of everything. Hello, baby. But yeah, so then that got me thinking, because obviously I feel like I oh, don't rub against the mic. But obviously I feel like grossed out, and and don't drink my water either. Hold on. You know what? Just get down. I know, baby. But, yeah, so obviously, like, this is gross. I don't really feel clean. I don't really feel connected to nature. I don't really feel happy or inspired. Like, there's no muses here in this concrete jungle. So I got to thinking, like, has it always been like this? Just different times, same situation? Because maybe a few days ago, I was watching the first Rocky movie, and one of the scenes, he wakes up, and the first thing he does is turn on the radio. And that got me thinking, like, that saying where people are like, oh, first thing in the morning, you wake up and you go on your phone on social media and you just scroll or whatever. So I was like, I wonder if people back then were like, you're on that damn radio too much, stuff like that. So that just got me thinking, like, has it always been this? These same ideas, just a different year in time. And I was thinking, like, things you can do against that. Like, how do you even remedy that? Obviously, you can just drop off of the whole society, the whole system, just cut yourself right off, and be on your own. But you'd still somehow live under the system just a little bit. Either you have to have land, unless you just squat somewhere. But eventually, somehow, you're going to be entangled with something to do with the system that you're living under. So that's one thing that I wonder about, how you would even do that, or somehow come to an equilibrium that you're fine with. And another thing is, I don't know. I mean, I feel most me when I'm in nature, when I'm walking around, when I'm hearing bird song, stuff like that. Like, that's important to me when I'm in a small community, when I'm helping out. Gosh, he's really determined to get these pets. He's like trying to work his way up to my main desk. But yeah, I feel most at home in those kinds of situations, and I feel like most people do. Like, I feel like that's like the baseline human, social sphere and environment would be like a close community, be connected with nature, and like find your true self and stuff like that, and live to your best potential, like spiritually, emotionally, physically, etc. So I'm just wondering, how can you even do that in today's time? It feels like everything is working against you in that regard. Some places may be better than others, but even then, I don't know. It was just an idea. But on one hand, you're kind of forced, at least in some regard, to like participate. So I was just wondering what other people think. So yeah, I was just wondering what other people's opinions are. I'm gonna stop here before I keep rambling, but You get the picture. Basically, the question is, how do you feel in today's world? Do you think people have always felt like this, so it's nothing to be alarmed over? Or do you think, nowadays this is an actual threat to our well-being as individuals and as a community? And what do you think we can do to try and remedy that on the individual level and also on the community level? Yeah, so thank you. And Paulie says thank you too. You want a purr? Mm-hmm.